Good morning, students. In our previous module on respiration and organism, we have seen the mechanism of breathing and types of respiration. In this module, we will see how to make the model of lungs for explaining the mechanism of breathing, and we will do the activities to find out what do we breathe out. We will also learn about the respiration in other organisms and plant. So first of all, we will see how to make the model of lungs. For making the model, we need very simple things available in our surroundings. We need an empty plastic bottle to make the chest cavity, plastic tubings to make trachea, balloons for making lungs, and the membrane at the bottom of the bottle to act as diaphragm. By simply pulling out and pressing the diaphragm, we can see that how the lungs are helping in exhaling out and inhaling the gas. The purpose of assembling this model is to demonstrate what happens when we breathe out. Next, we will see the activity to find out what do we breathe out. For this, we need a test tube and freshly prepared lime water, a straw. For this activity, we will fill freshly prepared lime water in the test tube. We will put the straw inside the lime water in the test tube, and then we will exhale out into the lime water. We will see that the color of lime water turns milky, which shows that the air we exhaled out is carbon dioxide. Now we will see the respiration in some other organisms. First of all, we will see in unicellular organisms like amoeba. In amoeba, exchange of gas takes place through the plasma membrane. They absorb oxygen from surrounding water and give out carbon dioxide through its membrane by the process of diffusion. Now we will see in case of earthworm how the exchange of gases takes place. Earthworm use their skin for exchange of gases. The skin of earthworm is very thin and moist. Many blood vessels are spread on this skin, and through skin the gaseous exchange takes place. Next we will see in case of insects like cockroach. The respiration in insects takes place through tracheal system. Air containing oxygen, it enters through the spiracles into the tracheal tubes. It then diffuses into the body tissue and reaches every cell in the body, and carbon dioxide released from the cells goes into the tracheal tube and comes out through the spiracles. Now we will see how the respiration takes place in the organisms that live in water. For example, in fish and prawns, they have special organs called gills. Gills are the projections of the skin which helps in using oxygen dissolved in water. Gills are richly supplied with blood vessels which helps in the exchange of gases. When the water passes into the gill chamber through the gill slits, they absorb oxygen from water and replace it with the carbon dioxide formed in the body, and it is then thrown out. Now we will see the gaseous exchange in plant. In plant, gaseous exchange, it takes place through the different parts. The main part is leaf. Leaf has tiny pores on its lower surface, which is known as stomata. The oxygen-rich air from the atmosphere, it enters through stomata into the leaf, and carbon dioxide is sent out through these tiny pores. Now we will see in case of roots how respiration takes place in plants. Roots of the plant, they also respire to provide energy. The roots has many root hairs, and these root hairs are there in the air spaces between the soil particles, and from these air spaces, these root hairs, they take up the air which is rich in oxygen, and it is then supplied to the cells, and which is used for breaking down of glucose into carbon dioxide and water. There are some other ways also, like lenticels. These are the small pores or openings in the bark or the hard woody stem of the plant. So students, this way we have seen the respiration in human and other organisms as well as in the case of plants. I hope through these modules you will have the better understanding of the lesson respiration in plants. Thank you and have a nice day.